Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? Come on. Hey, what are you doing over here?
I don't know. Jesus. It's 6:38. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a few. Right now, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. The annual Dime Bash, a tribute to late Pantera guitarist Dimebag Darrell, is set for January 24th at the Observatory OC in Santa Ana, California. Performers include, man, the lineup is insane. Dave Grohl, Corey Taylor, ex-Pantera bassist Rex Brown, Scott Ian, Christian Brady, Kyle Sanders of Hell Yeah, Tommy Vex and Doc Cole of Bad Wolves. I mean, just it goes on and on and on.
Nice.
Proceeds will go to Music Cares and Guitars for Vets. Doing a great cause there. Megadeth will release a 2-disc compilation called Warheads on Foreheads March 22nd. Ooh, God, I love this from Megadeth. Warheads on Foreheads. That's nice.
I like that. How long has it been?
What?
Since Megadeth did something.
Oh, it's been a minute. I mean, not terribly long, but long enough. Yeah. So this would be cool. Lastly, Quiet Riot will release One Night in Milan, a live album of the band's first show in Italy at last year's Frontiers Rock Festival. It'll be out on CD, DVD, and Blu-ray on January 25th. Is Blu-ray still a thing?
I guess.
I think they need to give up on the whole Blu-ray thing.
Family Video's still open, so it's still a thing.
I just remember everyone Blu-ray, and honestly, I don't like paying the extra upcharge.
Yeah, Blu-ray, it did stick around for a bit, though. It wasn't like Laserdisc.
No, or Betamax.
Betamax. Remember Betamax?
Betamax was the, like, precursor or the, what's that, the, it was along with VHS.
Oh, okay.
But VHS went out because the porn industry supported VHS.
Oh.
Porn decides everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Poor didn't like Laserdisc.
Laserdisc, the Betamax, they didn't like reel-to-reel.
You know why porn didn't like Laserdisc?
What is it?
Because the discs were too big. You couldn't hide them. You know, it'd be like putting a dinner plate between your mattresses. Mom would find that all the time.
I found your collection of Laserdiscs.
Right. Ah! They were easy to find.
I'm holding them for a friend. I'm holding them. They're not mine.
Right.
That's not my Laserdisc.
I don't like naked women.
It's Debbie Does Dallas on Laserdisc. Lastly.
High def, bro.
Lastly, police have looked over a will that Ollie Herbert of All That Remains signed just weeks before his death. The Hartford Courant reports that Connecticut State Police, who are treating Herbert's death as suspicious, examined the 11-page will and a life insurance policy mentioned in the document that names his wife Elizabeth Herbert as the sole beneficiary. The will also states that under no circumstances should Herbert's sister, Cynthia Herbert, become executor or receive anything from his estate. Herbert signed the will on October 9th at a Hartford, Connecticut car dealership, and it was notarized by a friend who works there and witnessed by a couple of employees. Herbert's body was found near a pond behind his house on October 16th. The home was put in foreclosure in September. Things are starting to unravel
here that are
making it very suspicious. Attorney Anthony Spinella, who represents Elizabeth Herbert, tells the Courant that his client cooperated with state police after her husband's death, allowing them to search their home and gave an interview. But he's now informed police that any further requests should come through him and declined to comment on the will. This makes me sick. Ollie was one of the nicest guys. I've mentioned before that I've been able to interview him a handful of times, and his passing was a complete shock.
Yeah.
And now hearing stuff like this and the suspicious nature of things, I don't like it. If there was
angry.
Yeah, well, if there's any foul play, and the fact that he signed a will making his wife the sole proprietor of his estate. After his death, and then he dies.
I always went with the thing of if you got a hunch, you got a hunch for a reason.
Man, oh man. So I don't want to speculate, but we will keep you informed on any new coming gups of Ollie's death. So there you go. That's your rock news. We'll be back.